Is there a time?
No, not. All right, so what we're doing today is we're going to start on Mem Beis Amid Beis, pretend that today's daf is Mem Gimel, because we want to do the Inyanim of Eshana Rabba in time, since the daf this year came out. This is the year Tavshin Samad Zayin, for those of you 100 years in the future. And it just worked out that this way we can have our Hoshana Rabbah together, and then we'll go back and make up for it. So let's start at the Fangton, the Hilika Perek, which I know Sabajash wasn't prepared for particularly today, but we'll ask him in a pinch, without preparation, to give us a rousing...
Without finishing Perek Shlishi, Fangton, the Hilika Perek...
Oh, boy, I should have been more careful. Lulav Arava. We're going to go to the various mitzvah sachag and see exactly what their relationship is if they're chal on Shabbos to the dinim of Shabbos. So lulav Arava, we have two mitzvahs that are miyuchad in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the chiyav d'oraisa of a lulav is all 7 days. And the chiyuv, halacha l'mashmi Sinai, or the raisa, depending what the makor was of Arava, whether you learn it out from Arvei, or whether you learn it out from the halachas of Eser Netiyos and Arava and Mischamayim, those are 7 days, Mi'ikar Adin in the Beis HaMikdash, and yet sometimes there are only 6 days. And that's strange, because in every 7 days there's always a Shabbos. So either it is Deich HaShabbos or it's not Deich HaShabbos. For this we're going to see in the Gemara how this works out. HaHalel v'HaSimcha, the dinim of Halel, and the dinim of eating the korbanos of Simcha, or if there are no korbanos of Simcha, Tosfos points out that there's always going to be the possibility that you don't have the eight days. Because let's say, if Yom Tov Rishon comes out on a Sunday, which would mean that Shemini Atzeres is on a Sunday, then that's a big problem, because then you're not going to have the Leil of Metzoy Shvi, you're not going to have any Korban Simcha, because you've already had your Shlomim for 2 days, because you had to have it from before Shabbos. And you don't eat it at night. So what are you going to eat the night? Where are you going to get Simcha? Remember, Simcha doesn't mean Stam meat, it means meat of Shlomim, which is Korban Simcha. So therefore, Tosfos says Mazbir, that in the same way we see the dinim of Simchas Yontif also apply to Ksus, having some beautiful new clothing, and so on and so forth. It must mean the dinim of Simcha, even where there's no Simcha Mamish in terms of the Korban. Nonetheless, there is a halacha of Simcha all 8 days. Halel, as we know, we say Halel. The Halel, whenever it says Halel, it means Halel Shalem, by definition. Halel that isn't Shalem isn't Halel, really. It became in Haga. But the din of Halel, the takona of Halel, that the Nevi'im, as the Gemara Psachim we had, that the Nevi'im Beneim were Mesakin Halel, is the din Shemayna Yomim, including Shemini Atzeres. It's about the Gemara was Masber and Psachim, since there's a difference in the Korban Musaf every day. Each day has its own special halacha of Halal, as opposed to Pesach, where we don't have that relationship. Nisuch HaMayim, which is special, again, halacha l'mishmi Sinai, we pour out, which is merumas in the Torah, we pour water onto the Mizbeach together with the Tomit Shel Shachar, part of the Nesachim. That goes on for 7 days. The Chalil, which is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where we play the various instruments in the Beis HaMikdash with a big ceremony that we will see later in the sugya, that's either 5 days or 6 days, because it's not Deich Yontev or Shabbos. So depending how it works out, whether Yontev or Rishon, like this year, Yontev and Shabbos are the same day, whether we have to take off Yontev and Shabbos, so we either have 5 days or 6 days, depending. This year we would have had 6 days, because we had an entire Chol HaMoed that was free of Shabbos, therefore we had no problem playing the Chalil, but otherwise we wouldn't have played the music for the simplest basis of Shreva either. Lulav Shiva Ketzatz. Now let's go through each one of these cases. Where does it come out that you have a lulav all 7 days in the Beit HaMikdash? Because what are you going to do about Shabbos? Oh, Nafkamina is like this. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Liot B'Shabbat. If the first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos like this year, so then the lulav goes on for all 7 days. But Shar Kol HaYamim, if it falls on any of the other days of the week, then you only have 6 days of lulav because it's not Teich HaShabbos, which is very strange because we're talking about in the Mikdash here. The Mikdash, it's Deicha, it should be Deicha all the time. There's no difference between the first day and the third day in the Mikdash. This, the Gemara is going to have to work out how we come up with such a strange cheshbon. The Arava Shiva is also the same strange cheshbon, except in reverse. Ketzad, if Yom HaShvi Shel Arava, what we call Hoshana Rabba, it's called in that day, Yom HaShvi Shel Arava, the seventh day of the mitzvah of carrying the Arava around the Mizbeah. If that comes out on a Shabbos, so then the Arava is Deicha Shabbos, and you have Arava all Shiva. But if it comes out on any other day, then Sharka LaYomim, then you only have 6 days of Arava, because then the Arava would not be Deicha Shabbos. Again, very strange, because the Arava, the mitzvah, basically Matilas Arava is the same in the Mikdash. Again, the Gemara is going to have to work out why this would be true. Mitzvahs lulav ketzad, if lamaisa, the Shabbos would be the first day. And now you're going to be neitel lulav. How did they get the lulav? Let's say people were coming to the Mikdash. Saying in the Mikdash, they're coming to, how did they get the lulav to the Mikdash without carrying it on Shabbos? So what they would do is, Yom Tovi Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Molechin et Lulavei L'Harabayit, obviously before Shabbos, you'd have to bring your lulav to the Harabayit. V'Chazanim Mekablin, they had special people who were appointed, people that were appointed to do various Sherut in the Beit HaKnesset, which are called Chazanim, not today where we use the word Chazan for the singers. Now they had over there a stadium. They had stadium seating around the Harabayit completely, as we've seen many descriptions of in the sugyas that we've had. And they would put these on the seats of the stadium that was covered. It was a covered stadium. It's like a regular stadium. And that way the sun didn't get to the lulavim, which of course included all of the minim. They couldn't carry any of the minim.
Why did you have an eruv there?
Eruv. What is he saying? They didn't figure out those things then. There they had a Shusharam Diraisa. Shusharam Diraisa near of Dezenel. It's only Shusharam Dirabonan that in there. I mean, a couple we call Carmelite. Fine. So they would put them neatly on the Itztaba. Now, Zekenim. If older people did not put their lulavs on the itztaba, and we'll see the reason for this is that they would have gotten trampled to death.
So, if the people are lulavim.
So we'll see both, but we're worried for the people. So there's a kenim. In order to avoid danger to their frailty, they were given a special place. Minichim et shelem belishka. They had a place in a room that they wouldn't get trampled. Malamdim otam lomar. Now, anybody who gives you over, who gives his lulav over to the chazan, he would be explained. The chazan would say to him, make now a statement. Kol mi shemagia lulavi liyado arei lo b'matana. That if somebody else, if we end up having a problem with the chips that are implanted in the lulavim, obviously to make sure everybody gets to say the correct lulav. You know, but in case there's a problem, because after all, Microsoft was no better in those days as it is today, so then I'm giving my lulav as a matona, so it shouldn't be a problem with lachem, shouldn't be shol, it shouldn't be guzzel, and I'm giving it away. And now, of course, the next day, they come, mocher mashkimim, ubaim. The chazanim, when they see the wild crowd approaching, just take everything, throw it on the ground and run. Everybody grabs a lulav and starts slamming the next guy. That's what the Mishnah says. Chazanim zorkim otam lifnehem. Can you imagine? That's all you would need is to try. This was your lulav, right? You idiot! That was my lulav. They run.
Illustrations of this mission about
really
people sword fighting with their lulavs.
sort of makes it sound like, and this is the norm, you know. So what do you do when Yontif comes out on Shabbos? You prepare for a sword fight in the Beis HaMikdash. It's an unbelievable Mishnah.
But you don't have to bother about the Hadar.
Yeah, yeah, it's all nice to make the Tanai. That's my lulav. So Hakazanim zorkim otam livdeihem, vehim mechatfim, they grab it, umakinish et chaveiro, and they start beating each other up. Ukisharau beidin shebauli de sakana, when it came to the point, you know, the casualty figures were mounting. Amazing. Itkinu sheyekol echad v'echad notel bebeito. They made a takana, no more bringing lulav to the Beis HaMikdash. Just take care of your own problems in your own house.
On
Shabbat. Leave us alone.
How did they get there on Shabbat?
To their house?
No, to the Beis HaMikdash.
On their feet?
No, with the lulav.
They didn't. They would have to take the lulav only in their own house. They weren't allowed to have a lulav. We'll see later on. One way of learning the stakana, you know, it's not necessarily I mean at the end, is that you weren't allowed to use a lulav anywhere but your house. It turns out, making an afkamina la halacha, what wasn't necessary to be aimed in that, but certainly that's the havamin in the sink.
You wouldn't be able to take from your house to your sukkah.
That's one. Your sukkah is your house.
If you left it inside your room, you have to keep it. I'm still in the middle of my one. You can't add a second on to that. Maybe you couldn't take it to keep warm, colder in your house and then take it out to your sukkah. I'm assuming that this
that's all your house.
They should have to do it.
Amai, tiltul be almo. What in the world is going on? What is wrong with carrying a lulav? I don't understand. What are we talking about? Deiche Shabbos. What Deiche Shabbos? We're talking about carrying something. I understand. Is there a problem in carrying a lulav on Shabbos? So, Tosfos understands that the kasha is, it's only an issur d'rabbanan, which bothers him, because why should it even be an issur d'rabbanan? It's a kli of a mitzvah, so why is it an issur d'rabbanan? So Tosfos says, apparently, since it's not made as a kli, it's just an object that's used for a mitzvah, it doesn't have a din of a kli, and it would still be considered to be mukt. That's how Tosfos learns it. Other Rishonim say tiltul b'yalma, does that mean tiltul of mukta b'yalma? It's tiltul b'yalma, you're not doing anything. What are you doing? You're picking up something and moving it. I said, what's the problem? From the sugya later on, it's mashma like Tosfos says, we'll see. But that's how the Ritva learns. What possible issur is involved in carrying a lulav or carrying an arava that the Mishnah questions, what day I have your Gemara? Do you have mine?
Possibly.
Omar Rabbah, so here comes the famous Rabbah. Right, well, let's keep it for since I marked up your whole Gemara and I'm forgetting it.
So we're at a few pages, we will turn the.
Yeah, I we're doing a different daf and so on. I had to rebind it, but I'm sorry. So Omar Rabbah, Gzeira Shema Yitlenu B'yadu B'yelech Eitzav Baki L'Lmod. We are afraid, just as we were by the Shofar. We're afraid that you're going to carry it to somebody with a shayla, or to teach you how to do the yaga, or how to do the akofis, or the shaking of the lulav. V'yavirenu arba'am b'sprushus harabim. Clearly, it doesn't have to be the gzera dafka. Yavirenu arba'am b'sprushus harabim, as Rashi says. I mean, lechora we could have said the same gzera that you'll take it out of your house, which is rishus hayochid into rishus harabim, which is the same thing. However, as Rashi points out, the reason we always use this is because there's a much greater chashash of this than of taking it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Because, first of all, even if it's in a real Rishus HaYochid, and you're going into a real Rishus HaRabim, instead of a karmelis issue, where you would have your lulav in the garden or on the porch somewhere, maybe it wouldn't be a real Rishus HaYochid. Usually what would have happened is you would have picked it up in order not to carry it to a baki, but in order to blow your shofar, to be yotzi your lulav. All of a sudden you realize, I don't know how to do this properly, the sound's not coming out, what do I do? So at that point you walk out of the house, but that means that your original picking it up wasn't almanaz to do an akira for a yitzah. The din is that you're putter in that case. If you do the Akira, not in order to carry. Masha'inkin, if you're going to start walking through Rishus HaRabim, The moment that you stop at the Rishus HaRabim for a moment, so you want to talk to somebody, you want to sit down, it's a long walk, then that akira is going to be an akira that's going to be machayev you. So in Mela, we talk already about Arba Abbas Rishus HaRabim. By the way, there's some umerdayek from Rashi, not the way I said it, I just want you to know. And that what Rashi means, says you don't need akira l'shem ha'itzah for the dinim of Arba Abbas Rishus HaRabim at all. There's some Achronim that want to say that that's how Rashi's learning. But, I mean, Lamaisa, it's difficult to believe, and the other Achronim are there. V'hainu time of the Sherifah, v'hainu time of the Begila. That's why we don't have a Tkir Sherifah in Rosh Hashanah, and that's exactly why we don't read the Begila on Purim. Says Pimoris, I understand. So if that's the problem, so why does the Mishnah say, and if it comes out, if Shabbos comes out the first day, so we're not worried about this? Well, if you're worried about it, so be worried about it for the first day too. So Yahaki Yom Rishon Nami. Ah, but we already said the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to carry your lulav outside of your house anyway on Yom Rishon, because Stam, they don't want you getting into sword fights. So if that's the case, so you already know that you can't leave your house with your lulav. Since they were metaken, this is how Rashi learns, since they were metaken, that you have to stay in your house, so Memela, he remembers, oh, wait a minute, I'm not allowed to go out of my house with this lulav. See, he's not going to come to go out of his house with a lulav just in order to learn from somebody, because he's already got it in his head. I'm not allowed to go out. Again, so Rashi's learning that the takana was not that they should also be night of the basis. They don't have to worry about bringing it Erev Shabbos, but that they're not allowed not to be night of the basis. In which case, it becomes now a zechira. At the end of the sugya, that we're not going to be understanding it this way, it could be that that isn't the meaning. But this is how Rashi learns it at the beginning of the sugya. Says the Gemara, don't try to give me that. That's at the end of the Mishnah, which was many years later. You're telling me the reason for the beginning of the Mishnah is because they made a takana that you have to do. And what about before the takana? The first part of the Mishnah wasn't talking about after the takana. So don't try to tell me that that's the reason. That's very nice to tell me after they made the takana, so now there's no problem until Yom Rishon. Kodem takana, Michael Meimer. Obviously, the Mishnah was not relying on the takana in order to tell me the halacha that it's Deicha Shabbos on Yom Rishon, because there was no takana at the first part of the Mishnah, right? Okay, fine. Point is like this. Rishon, you see, Rishon is different. Why? Because Rishon is more chomer. Even though Lamaisa, the Mikdash, it's not different, because every day is the same. But if you take a look at the overall mitzvah, it's true that in the Mikdash it's every day, but on the Gvulin, outside of the Mikdash, it's only on the first day. Which means that the Torah is more makbid on the first day in terms of the mitzvah as a whole than it is on the other days, because it's mechayev even outside the Mikdash. So when the Rabbanan saw that the Iker Chiyav is the first day, because there it's mechayev you everywhere, no matter where you are. So they said, okay, the first day, therefore, should be Deicha Shabbos. And we won't worry about the problem of your carrying it. But the other days is not as chashuv, so the other days will be Deicha.
Why aren't I in the Beit HaMikdash? Why would I be anywhere else?
You live somewhere else.
But haven't I come to Yerushalayim?
Not necessarily. What if you live in Borough Park? They don't allow people from Borough Park into Yerushalayim.
I know people from Borough Park in Yerushalayim, though.
Really?
Yeah,
how about if
not nearly enough.
How about if you live in Abu Tur? Mm-hmm. You can still come into the Beit HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
No? But you don't live in the Beit HaMikdash. What do you have to go and move into the Beit HaMikdash?
No, but every day. There wasn't the idea that people would come to the Beit HaMikdash.
No, so no, I'm not being noitel in my house. There's no chiyuv to go in order to become chayav. Right? As long as I'm a kaim, one of the days I'll go in. I'll be a kaim every year. So, Elorish, I need some minatayas. In the city proper, the walls of the city. It wasn't an eruv. The walls of the city. It was made into a rishus hayochid, like we had an eruv.
So all these people.
But if you had to, go out to the Beis HaMikdash.
All these were outsiders. These were through the rabbim.
No, anybody. How do you get to the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash isn't in Yerushalayim. Beis HaMikdash is on Har HaMoriah. No? like it is today. You have to go outside, and then you go up to the
city around the Harabayas.
No. Why would it be? You have the Harabayas, and you have the city. You go up from Hir David, and you walk up to the Beis HaMikdash.
There was an entrance from the old city into the Beis HaMikdash.
Of course not. You can see today where the entrance is. You come up from the, you see exactly where the Chomot is, and when you've never been to see where.
I just thought there was a worker's entrance,
The worker's entrance.
It's a bridge.
If it could be if you build a Rosh HaSayach, it's then fine. So Rishain, I'm not talking about from the upper city, I'm talking about from the lower city. Rishain, the Yisei, Minatar, says the Gemara, but if that's the case, Ihachi. So if that's the case, so then Ha'id Nanami? And last I heard, nobody takes a lulav on Shabbos. But if you're telling me that that the first day is a choshev mitzvah, and therefore they didn't make the takona that Rabba's defining here, so how come nowadays people don't still do lulav on Shabbos? I mean, it's not really any different. It was exactly the same derais as it was then. And then they weren't geizers. Why the geizers are now? Ah, that's because... We don't really know that today is the first day of Sukkot, do we? Because you always have a suffix, because if you're a Mekadosh Al Pi Ra'iya, so then you wouldn't have found out in time, perhaps. So because of that, how can you carry... Wait a second, but that's only if you live in Borough Park. I mean, how about if you live in Yerushalayim? So why can't you live in Eretz Yisrael? I mean, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you should be able to take your shvichayev, to take your lulav on Shabbos. What kind of explanation is this? So inu diyadi b'kviyo b'kivu diyarcha litcha. Why is it then that in Eretz Yisrael you don't carry your lulav on Shabbos? So it's more you do. Eino chinami. Of course you carry your lulav, as everybody knows. You carry your lulav on Shabbos. We end up not sticking with this dancer. But you carry your lulav on Shabbos if you live anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And I'll prove it to you. The Tani Chada, one Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shechag. Shechag liyot b'Shabbat. Kol ha'am olukhinat lulavim laharabayit. Notice it says that everybody would take it to the Harabayit. Okay, so that's the Mishnah we're talking about. Obviously, that Mishnah was referring to a time where there was a Beit HaMikdash and when Kadosh HaPiriyah and HaKol B'Seder. But the other Mishnah says at the end of the previous parak that we just learned, even though Sabbat Josh pretends we never learned it, but the other parak says, V'tznan idach, le-Beit HaKnesset. Why does it say everybody carried their lulav into the Beit HaKnesset? What happened to the Beit HaMikdash? Aha! Must be there's no Beit HaMikdash. So therefore they carried it to the Beit HaKnesset. So that means that even on Shabbos, they would still, even after the Churban, they would bring the lulav to the Beit HaKnesset. So there is a clear proof that you're allowed to take your lulav on the first day of Yontev in Eretz Yisrael.
Regardless of whether you're in Harabayit or
not. Regardless. Wherever you live, if you know that today is Yontev, then everything should be fine.
So what are we waiting for?
Well, we're waiting to finish the sugya to see that the Gemara ends up not sticking with it.
Nah.
But if you don't want to wait, then... You know, it's a very interesting thing that the it doesn't take into consideration any of the calendar issues. Mm-hmm. I was just saying that as if we're still waiting for Shluchei Bezan, I should say, nowadays, where we know we're Biki and Biki Vodiyach in the sense that Hillel Anossi went ahead, and the last Hillel, he made a calendar. It was Mekadesh all of the years in advance. So what's the problem now? So now that there shouldn't be an issue, Bichlal. You know, the Ritva explains at great length the Takana of Hillel of the calendar. It's very, very, very interesting, really based on this sugya and the way that it comes out all over. Hillel did not want to be Koveya, that there should be a calendar that doesn't demand Kiddush HaPi Ariyah. His only could be, obviously, the moment that it's possible to be Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah at that time, that's what you have to do. In which case, he wanted to pretend that you're still dependent on Kiddush of the Ariyah, you see. If he had made a calendar that would have been Deicha, all of these differences between places where, are you guys listening? There's a very important point of here. Had he made a Takana that we would have treated the calendar as the equivalent of knowledge, and it's no longer necessary to Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah, So then he would have taken away the whole concept of Kiddush Al Pi Uriah, which would have been a disaster. Why did he have to make a calendar? He had to make a calendar because otherwise all of the Mayadim would have only been a Darabonan. Zecher the Mayad. Because if there's no Kiddush of Bezdin, of Kriya, that this is such and such a month, that's Bekadosh Yisroel Vazmanim. Why Yisroel Vazmanim? Because Yisroel have to first be Bekadosh Chodoshim. So if he hadn't been Kaveh calendar, there wouldn't have been any Sukkot, there wouldn't have been any Pesach, wouldn't have been any Rosh Hashanah, everything would only have been a Chiyav Derabbanan. Maybe. I mean, I'm assuming they would have made a Zecher Lemoyadim. Shem Yirachim. It would have been terrible.
But if the Edim didn't show up, when according to his...
No, he wasn't, but what he did was he was koveya the calendar to take into consideration exactly the same sveikas as if it were Kiddush Al Pi Uriah. As a matter of fact, according to Ritva, which the Rambam doesn't agree with, but according to the Ritva and other Rishonim, he not only did that, but he homogenized the halachas in the sense that if Lamaisa you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, we will treat you as if you're a place where you wouldn't know Kiva Dadyarcha, and if you're in Eretz Yisrael, we treat you as if you do. So that way you always have this relationship to those halachas. Lamaisa, the Rambam, doesn't learn that way. The Rambam learns that if you're in a place where Shluchei Bezdin were Magia, whether it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Lartz, has nothing to do with it. Let's say that they would always send a plane to Borough Park, or better yet, maybe they had developed a radio that you could communicate with Borough Park in those days, so that they would always know in Borough Park, so then Enoch Inami, and they would keep only one day Yontav there. And if there's a place in Eretz Yisrael that the Shulchan weren't Magia to, so then they would keep 2 days. So again, that's already a machloek is how he did it, but he certainly did not establish the calendar to make us Bikiyim Bikivudiyar. Doesn't help to be Bikiyim Bikivudiyar in that sense.
Is that the calendar we use today?
That's the calendar we use today, yeah. Which is rapidly running out of its ability to properly be a calendar.
Really?
Yeah. Because it doesn't take into consideration some very fascinating astronomical phenomena. Because nobody thought it would have to be in effect for so ridiculously long. So the Mishnah Berurah said, it's okay, by then Mashiach will be here. We got a couple of days left. Okay. In any event, must mean that there were two separate Mishnayos. One is talking about Bizman Hazeh, one is talking about Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, one talks about going to Beit HaMikdash, one talks about going to Shul. So you see, Enoch Inami was Derech HaShabbos. Shema Amina. So apparently that's the day. By the way, you're taking for granted that Yom HaRishon is Chiev even outside of the Mikdash. Why is that? How do we know that halacha? The Yisim and HaTorah B'Gvul HaMinola. The Tanya Ulekachtem. Let's darshan that whole pasuk again. Lekachtem lechem b'Yom HaRishon usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim. Now there's obviously the issue of lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim. That is clearly in the Beis HaMikdash. Lifnei Hashem Elokechem is only in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that there's a separate mitzvah of B'yom HaRishon? That the Lakachtem Lachem B'yom HaRishon is a separate chiyuv besides the Lakachtem Shivas Yamim. Oh, we're going to darsh the pasuk like this. First of all, Lakachtem Lashon Rabbim means Shetehe Lekicha B'yad Kol Echad V'achad. This means that it's not only a chiyav in Bezdin, but that actually there should be a chiyav on every single individual, and they have to all have a lulav. Lochem, that we already dashed earlier, Mishalachem, Lotziat Ashaul Vetagazul. Biyom, why say Biyom HaRishon? I could have said Barishon, which it often does, by the way. Barishon, huh? What's this, Biyom HaRishon? Biyom tells me I feel of a Shabbos. Any, whatever the day is, I don't care. Even if it's a Shabbos, go ahead. Now, the Gemara is obviously going to ask, what do I need that for if there's only an Isser Mukta at the most? I mean, or there's only a Takon Avra, I don't need the Torah to tell me not to convince. Okay? That we'll see. So, B'yom HaFilu B'Shabbos. What's the Rishon? Oh! So, this is a new Chiyav, this Rishon. Doesn't it say Shivas Yomim? What's the Rishon? Must be that the Rishon since it doesn't say Lifnei Hashem Elokechem, is afilu bigvuli. There's a separate chiyuv of Yom HaRishon. Then there's another chiyuv of Shivas Yom, Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Two separate chiyuv. And then why does it say HaRishon? Malamed she'eino doche el Yom Tov HaRishon bilvad. Even though I said by Yom afilu b'Shabbos, that Hayom is dafka on the Rishon and not on any other day. So the Rishon is Meyuchad. Omer Ma, let me get this straight. Biyom Yisir Afilu B'Shabbos. What is that supposed to mean? What, the Torah tells me that what? I shouldn't worry about an Isser Muktzah, or an Isser of caring for a Karmali. What exactly is the problem over here? Michti Tiltu B'Yamahu. Itzur Chol HaMishri Tiltu. I need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me that a Gzeira de Rabbana that didn't even exist at the time, that I shouldn't worry about it. What is that supposed to mean? Oh, my Rava, oh, there's a big, big issue, says Rava. This is talking about where it would be an Isser D'Oraisa to carry your lulav. How would that be? Because if you hold of Rebbe Elazar, so then we know that Rebbe Eliezer, we know that just like he holds that Mila is Deicha, even to make the knife of the Mila, even to melt the steel, even whatever you have to do, Makshire Mitzvah. Suppose you don't have a lulav, according to him, you cut the lulav on Shabbos, off of the tree. So if it wouldn't be for the whatever reasons that we would ask, or Liba the Rebbe Eliezer, so I would be Deicha Shabbos, lulav v'chol makshirav Deicha Nesha Shabbos. Which day? If it wouldn't be for this pasuk, I would think every day is Deicha Nesha Shabbos. Comes along now, Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer, to say that that's true only Yom Rishon. My time in the Rebbe Eliezer, I'm a Krobe Yom HaFilu B'Shabbos. That's the whole point, says Rebbe Eliezer. That's exactly the proof. What is the Torah coming to tell me to be Matir Shabbos? What Matir Shabbos? Who Matir Shabbos? What's the Isser? I don't understand. There's no Isser. Must be that there is an Isser. Namely, that whatever you have to do to have a lulav, it would be Deicha Shabbos. Comes along the Pasuk, it's Hayeinu Kinami, do that. Cut the lulav if you have to on Shabbos. Okay, so now you've come, but you gave me the whole drasha that it's going to be Deicha Shabbos and HaRishon is, it's all a Liba the Rebbe Eliezer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan do with this Pasuk? How do they understand it? They ask the Gemara of Rabbanan, Hai B'Yom my Avdila. What do they do with the word Bayom if it's not coming to tell me Shabbos? So what is it? No, that's Bayom V'lo B'Layla. That comes to tell me that the mitzvah of Lulav is only during the daytime, not during the nighttime. Ooh, so how does Rebbe Eliezer know that? Because according to him, Bayom comes to tell me Bayom to be Deicha Shabbos. How does he know Bayom means only in the day? No, that he says it. It says Beferish in the Pasuk. Look at the end of the Pasuk. Be safe in the crow. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim. It says yamim. So that shows us that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of yamim. V'lo leilot. And the Rabbanan, why isn't that a good raya? How is that a raya? I understand. Doesn't it say basukot teshvu shivat yamim? So you all know there's no mitzvah to sleep in a sukkah, right? Because it's shivat yamim. Only in the day, not at night. It doesn't mean that. We'll say, how we know it doesn't mean that? Which we'll ask later. But the Rabbanan say, if I would rely on Shivas Yamim, obviously I would figure to learn out the same Shivas Yamim from the Sukkah. If I have the Lulav Shivas Yamim and the Sukkah Shivas Yamim, and by the Sukkah it means and at night as well as the day, so then I would understand that the Lulav also is at night as well as the day. Comes along the Pasuk by Yom HaRishon to stress that it's indeed a Din Dafke in the day. Si'imi hatam hava mina leilif yamim yamim misukah. Ma'alahalan yamim. Ve'afilu leilot. Afkanami yamim ve'afilu leilot. Therefore, kamash malan by Yom HaRishon to din davka in the yom. I'm just going to make a brach on the sukkah in a minute. Baruch atradu no'eleinu melech ha'elom borei minem ezonot.
Amen.
Baruch atradu no'eleinu melech ha'elom asher kidishanu v'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu le'shev basukah.
Amen.
Now, the question is, how indeed do we know that a sukkah is a mitzvah at night? If the Torah says, Basukot teshvu shivat yamim, maybe that's what it means. 7 days and not at night. The sukkah gufa minolan. The Tana Rabbanan. Basukot teshvu shivat yamim, that posik means yamim afilu balelot. Really? That's what you say. Okay, you're telling me that's the way it is. I'm not ready to believe you. Maybe it means yamim v'lo leilot. V'dinu, actually, makes a great deal of sense. Nemar kan yamim, v'nemar belulav yamim. It says the din of yamim. Also, it should say, by the way, nemar shom yamim, referring to the miluim, which is usually the way we make these types of adinus. So it says by the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, it uses the word Yamim. And over there it says you're not allowed to go out day or night. So the Kohanim had to remain in the Mishkan and the Chatzar Mishkan. So clearly there was a day and night. By the way, Tosfos points out in Amud Beis, it's not really true 100%, because you weren't allowed to sleep there either. Because in Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Milchor applies there as well. Okay, but Lamaisa, anything else that was not Shimush, that was not Mechubad, is Balayla as well. In a sukkah also, you don't do a Shimush that's not, don't make a bathroom in a sukkah, and so on. So, vis-a-vis the Beis HaMikdash, there's different standards. But the mitzvah is Balayla. So, so now, first of all, I would say, so first we want to take a look. I skipped ahead over here. It should say, if you take a look in the Bach, he has the whole gears a little bit. So just like by the miluim, it's day and night. Afkan yamim afilu leilot, or perhaps okolach l'derech. So perhaps we should look at it the other way. Ne'emar kan yamim, v'ne'emar la'alan yamim v'lo leilot. So afkan yamim v'lo leilot. Maybe what we should do is that we should compare it to the lulav. The lulav we know does not mean at night because it says bayom harishon. So maybe instead of comparing the sukkah to the miluim, we should compare the sukkah to the lulav. Doesn't that make more sense? Actually, nira levi deima. Let's see what it makes more sense to compare it to. Danim davar. Doesn't it make sense to say that we should learn davar shemitzvato kol hayom midavar shemitzvato kol hayom? V'ayuchir davar shemitzvato sha'achat. Makes more sense to say, look, sitting in the miluim was a mitzvah, was a negeh the whole day. Sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah, negeh the whole day. So if the whole day extends into the night, so the sukkah extends into the night, you're going to learn out of sukkah, which is a mitzvah that extends over time from a mitzvah to pick up your lulav for 2 seconds and finish the tilas lulav. Why would I think that that's biyomu balayla? So it makes more sense to learn it from the ongoing mitzvah of yeshiva in the chotzer of the mishkan. More similar to the sukkah. Okulach l'dorazu, maybe we should look at it the other way. Danim davar shemitzvato l'dorot, midavar shemitzvato l'dorot, v'al yochichu miluim, she'in lo'agim l'dorot. Don't we? Doesn't it make sense to learn the sukkah out of something that is permanent? Lulav is a permanent mitzvah. The miluim is a one-time event. Always one-time events may have very different hagdarot than ongoing events. We find that very often. So why should we learn it out from miluim itself? Tosfos has an interesting question, but only one interesting question, when in reality there's two interesting questions. Tosfos's interesting question is, why don't we apply the din of teshvu ke'in taduro in terms of nira l'midayma? If the Torah says you're supposed to live in the sukkah the way you live in your house, so obviously look to a mitzvah of yomim v'leilos. It's much more reasonable, because that fits into teshvu ke'in taduro. Why should I say that the posik is coming to be mamayit, a din of teshvu ke'in taduro, when on the other end the Torah already told me teshvu ke'in taduro? The other thing that's an interesting question is, why in the world did we not use the simple svara that donim sukkah milulav, because they're two, both of them are the mitzvahs of chag? V'lo ladon sukkah mimiluim. That is not negei the sukkah. That's a strange thing. I think Gemara Stam looks at the question whether it's mitzvah l'dayrus or not, whether sukkah and lulav themselves be Omar cross sukkah v'lulav. That would be a good reason to learn sukkah from lulav. Okay. Anyway, keep in mind. So teishu l'gzeira shava. Therefore, we have to come down to it, since we can't prove it here mitzad asecha. Could be one way or the other mitzad asvara. So therefore, comes along the Gemara to say, just like by the Miluim, it says teishvu yomam valayla, and it says by the sukkah teishvu basukot. Nemar kanteishvu nemar beluim teishvu mala halan yamim afilu leilot, because it says beferish yomam valayla. Therefore, by the sukkah as well, yamim means afilu leilot. Okay, so now we are coming out so far in the sukkah that the first night of sukkah, the first day of sukkahs, there is a chiyuv even on Shabbos, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, to carry your lulav and to be noitel your lulav and be yotzei the mitzvah. Arava shiva ketzad. Now the Mishnah says the opposite is true of the arava, so that if a shana rabba comes out on a Shabbos, then the arava is doche Shabbos. But if not, so then not. I mean, how do we get that? Yes, my time Yadach Shabbos, excuse me, but why on the seventh day should we dafka say the seventh day is Deicha Shabbos? No, it's Deicha Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lefarsim Hashem in HaTorah. We want to bedafka show people that it's a D'oraisa. But there's a D'oraisa, also Lachal Abay Shabbi Sinai, D'oraisa for the Pasuk of Arvei Nachah, but it's a D'oraisa. I don't get it. So you didn't say, I asked you before, why you doicha lulav? If you'd give me a whole song and dance about Kviya Diyach, the Chashivas of Yamarisha, and so on, all of a sudden over here, there's no Svara. Just want to be Mepharsim. You told me the same thing about the lulav. We want to be Mepharsim, that lulav is the Raisa. What do you mean? How could we do that? Lulav gzeira mishum deraba. There's a problem. Maybe you'll carry your lulav. No. So then the Yochya Rav and Ami Nigzar, I understand that. You're running around in circles. We're assuming there's a problem. You're telling me, obviously there must be a problem, because you're telling me that if it comes on any other day, I'm not going to be Deicha Shabbos. If it comes on a seventh day, I am going to be Deicha Shabbos. Okay, so whatever the problem is. I assume the problem is the same problem that you said. Rabba is the problem. Maybe you'll carry your Arava. And not everybody's a bookie. How do you make it? You put three together, seven together. How do you tie it? This thing. Okay. So you go to for somebody to show you how to be yotze your mitzvah of arava. We made a gezera. Nu says it was that if that's the case, arava nami nigzar. We should make the same gezera on shvi. Ah, but arava, you see, it's shluchei bezdin ma'aser. Lulav is lakol masur. In the Beis HaMikdash, who was the one that took care of the Arava? We have a Zecher for the Mikdash. But the Chiyuv of Arava, which was the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, was a Chiyuv that was on Beis Din, that they're supposed to take the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash to be Makif, the Mizbeach. Perhaps, we'll see exactly, there's a Shaila later on, what exactly was the Mitzvah Arava. But in any event, over there, it was only Shluchei Bezdit. So if it's only Shluchei Bezdit, what do you have to worry about? They're going to carry, obviously, Zrizim, and they know the Halacha, so there's nothing to worry about. Mashenke Lulav, where every Tom, Dick, and Harry has a Lulav. So if, it's certainly possible to come to carry it. So then, Iyochi Ko Yumanami Litche. So then I understand. So then every day, if you're telling me it's all given over into the hands of Shluchei Bezdit, so then it should be Deicha Shabbos every day, because there's no problem. You don't have to make the Takon of Rabba. So then why can't we do the Arava 7 days, no matter when Shabbos comes out? No, because then people will be asking the Fik Fuke Belulav. They'll say, now come on, how is it that the Lulav thing we only do 6 days? Because if it comes out on Shabbos, it's not important enough to do on Shabbos. But the Arava thing we do on 7 days. Must be that the Arava is the real mitzvah, not the Lulav. Lulav is a psah. Some extension of the mitzvah, so we won't take the lulav seriously.
Fikfuke? meaning?
Hmm? To be mefakfek means to have doubts about the...
Zilzol.
Hmm? Sense of zilzol.
Zilzol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look down at the mitzvah lulu. So, boy, we really got this interesting. I mean, we've got us coming and going over here. There's all types of cheshbonos that we're taking into consideration. Be'etzem, there's no problem because there's no reason to make a gzera in the mikdash. We're talking in the mishnah. We're talking about in the mikdash. No reason to make it. So the only reason we're going to make it is because asilafik fuke. Okay, so now the question is, so then if we're going to make it, now we still have to explain what the seventh day is. We chose particularly one day just to prove that there's a problem, so that people, we could have chosen any day for that. Okay, that we'll see. So, but this way it becomes clear. So says the Gemara, so why not choose the same day as you did with the lulav? The lulav, you said, the first day were doicha. By lulav, the reason the first day were doicha Shabbos was because it's minya raisa even outside of the mikdash. All right, that doesn't exist for the arava, obviously, because the arava is never the raisa outside of the mikdash. But if you're already going to choose a day, I mean, why not choose the same day as the lulav? Oh, no, because then people will say that it's just a functional lulav. It doesn't prove the arava is important. It's just that on the first day, we don't worry about this gezeira of carrying. Now, of course, one of the underlying issues, as we'll see later on, why we're going through all of this, is because there was a major anti-arava movement. And that was the tzedukim. This is another example. We have the same thing by Yom Kippur, by the Parah Aduma. All three are learned from the Miluim, right? Very interesting. So we're learning this inyan from the Miluim, Sukkah from the Miluim, Parah Aduma from the Miluim, Yom Kippur from the Miluim. In all three cases, we have problems with Tzedukim. How you do the Keteras in Yom Kippurim, whether you can use a Tful Yom for the Parah Aduma, and whether there is such a thing as a Mitzvah Zahrava by Sukkah. So Lamaisa, this whole Takana over here, to see to it, that we should dafka have a day that is going to be daicha, that for sure we have to do because we can't allow anybody to point to the Aravas and say, see, Eric here really care about the Arava because they also know deep down that it's not a real mitzvah, that this whole thing is a fake that the rabbis made up with this halacha l'moshe b'Sinai jazz. Where does it say anything in the Torah about an Arava? And you see that they don't do it on Shabbos, so they also agree that it's not a real mitzvah. So we had to make it, therefore, something that was Deicha Shabbos. Okay. So now you're telling me, so if that's the case, it should be Doch always Shabbos. No. Now we then would have a problem of everybody looking down at the Lulav. Okay. So now the question is, why not make it the same day as the Lulav, since anyway you're arbitrarily saying that the Din of Arava is the last day. So make it the first day. Oh, says the Gemara, if I made it the first day, so then people would say that the only reason that it's being daicha the first day is because it's an adjunct of a lulav, it's part of the lulav, you carry the lulav on the first day, so you take the arava on the last day. So then they would be able to say, but lamaisa, you see, when it's not part of the lulav, there's no mitzvah of arava. So therefore, we have to pick a day in which we showed it's only the arava that's docha Shabbos, in order to be daicha the tzedukim. And this way we have everything taken care of. We're not insulting the lulav. We create an artificial problem in order to be able to make a takana to not to be derech Shabbos for the tzedukim. And we choose the day, which is a day that separates the arava from the lulav, to show that they're two separate chiyuvim, both of which are chiyuvim to arise. It's an amazing thing. We created this whole tumult for no reason, only in order to be able to assert this nekuda. Which of course, it happens by Parah Aduma, the whole Parah Aduma, all of the milas of the Parah, and the special kalim, and the dinim of touching the Kohen Gadol and the Afrasha, and the whole business is all because of the tzedukim. On Yom Kippur again, the whole business, taking him and making him swear and sing to it that with all of the Yom Tov, and it gets out alive, and people's chashash, and they shouldn't think that, I mean, God only knows. The whole day revolves around this problem. Talmideim Shomeshia, velo tzedukim, lafuki tzedukim, and the chashash, and the crying, and the ashbrah, all because we create this whole tumult, because it is one issue. Say we do the same thing on Sukkot. Remarkable. So now we have a din that it turns out, all artificial, that the Harava should not be Deicha Shabbos unless it comes up in Shvi. Says the Gemara, okay, but if that's the case, I mean, can't we choose another day? Why'd we choose the last day? I mean, okay, not the first day, because the first day is the same as a lulav. But you could have made it any day. But why are we making it the seventh day, Dafka? So then, take one of the other days, and that should be okay. There you have all of your proofs. Why does after Dafka be the seventh day? Because once it's not the first, so then already it's Kedai to make it a particular day. I can think of reasons why the particular day would be the Shvi, can't you? There's something special about the seventh day of the Arava. And yet, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara simply says, well, if it's not going to be the first day, make it the last day. Which Rashi says just so that we should have a particular marker. First or last? You're going to take something in the middle, people are going to start, was that the second day? Or supposed to be the fourth day that it's Docha, and so on. That's very strange. As we don't look at the chashivas of the special hakafas, Sheva Pa'amim, and so on, as being the reason why that would be the day that's Docha Shabbos. And that also says something about the mitzvah that we need to keep in mind as we go through here. Ask the Gemara, okay, here, your cheshbon, it's beautiful cheshbon. So how come nowadays we're not Docha Shabbos? Now, Lamaisa, this is a ridiculous question. What do you mean, how come nowadays we're not Docha Shabbos? The only reason that we said we should be Docha Shabbos was because we don't have to worry about the Takana of Rabbah. But nowadays we don't do the real Arava with Shluchei Beis Din. Everybody takes his own Arava. So what are we asking a question for? Obviously nowadays we have the problem, right? And we don't have this answer that we had by Lulav, that even Bigvulim the mitzvah is Deraisa, because the mitzvah is never Deraisa Bigvulim. So what's the Gemara asking, Bichla? So Rashi says, the Gemara must be asking that what we should do is, we should make a takona of Arava on Shabbos by Yom HaShvi that only Shluchei Beis Din will do, and that those Shluchei Beis Din, since there's not a, it would be therefore a different level of Zecher LaMikdash, the Shluchei Mitzvah, Shluchei Beis Din, carry the Arava on Shabbos. But ain't Achinami. I mean, how could we ask that every individual should carry an Arava and then get into the problem of the takona? Maybe he'll be Yotzei Arba Amos Perushes Harab. Okay? Shabbos. A little bit dachuk to say it. But this is how Rashi learns. And Tosu says, Ubekundras dochak. I mean, Rashi's trying to find an answer, but he doesn't have a better answer. He asked the Gemara, okay, so then let it be today as well. Says the Gemara, same question. Anan lo yadinan bikivua de'archa. We don't know whether it's really the 7 days. How can we do it? Maybe we have a mistake in when Rosh Chodesh was. Good. How about in Eretz Yisrael? Inu diyadi b'kivu diyarche litche. Why, according to them, shouldn't they carry the Arava on a Shana Rabbah, even if it comes on a Shabbos? Kiyosa bar Hadaya Amar. Bar Hadaya says, I got the best answer to that, guys. The best answer is a Shana Rabbah doesn't come out on Shabbos. That's the answer. So, Eino Kinami, if it would come out on Shabbos, it'd be a problem. So what does this mean? Doesn't come out on Shabbos. So what does this mean? That at that time, obviously the question was that they were talking about Kiddush HaPiyariya still. I mean, otherwise, what's the Adina B'Kivu D'Yarcha? So in other words, he's saying that they would always make certain to mess up Rosh Chodesh in order to avoid it coming out on Shabbos. Which means the most amazing thing. And Taisus indeed brings the Farish that the message that was sent in Yerushalmi from Rabbi Simon to those who were appointed to be the ones to be in charge of Kivud Yarcha, he sent them a message, do your best to make sure that Rosh Hashanah doesn't come out on Shabbos, that we won't miss Tkiyah Shofar, and that Hashana Rabbah shouldn't come out on Shabbos, so that we won't miss Arava. But if you have to choose one or the other, and there's no way to avoid having one or the other come out, Shofar should come out on Shabbos, but not a Shana Rabbah. That's unbelievable. How is that? Why would we do that? The Hoshana Rabbah is only a minhag. Basically, okay, it's a minhag neviim and it's very chashuv, but I mean, it's still, it's, we should be more makbid that it's kedai to miss the shofar and not to miss the minhag of our rabbis. That's amazing. Why would we do such a thing? He says that ain't a chinami. The mitzvah of shofar, first of all, nobody is going to be forgetting the mitzvah of shofar or mezalzel in the mitzvah of shofar. It's a feresh apostik with the katab lachem and so on. Adarab, everybody's going to be miserable they're missing tkiah shofar, not to mention the fact that there's always the second day. So in other words, there's always going to be a memory of the tkiah shofar. But if you miss the Ishana, where we only have one day of Zechira, so then you're not going to have it at all. It's not going to remind you at all. Plus, it's not written anywhere. And therefore, people will come again to be mezalzel in it. So, memela, inochinami. That's the big chiddush Reb Shimon was saying. Be more makbid on Ishana Rabbah than you are on Tkiah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Which is mamash an amazing thing. Okay. He says, Lamaisa, obviously, we would have had 2 days of Ishana Rabbah. The only reason we don't have 2 days of Ishana Rabbah is because then it would ruin Shmini Atzeres. Because then we would end up with a contradiction. Shmini Atzeres is the same reason that we don't have the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So we can't have Ishana Rabbah on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so it's all sort of locked up by our calendar in these interesting ways. So now getting back to our Sukkah. That's my answer, says Bar Hadaya. But ki asa ravim v'chul nechusa yoma amri, it does come out. Ikla. It can come out, and nonetheless it wouldn't be doicha Shabbos, even if it comes out. So velakasha, why is that true? And here comes a shocking answer, which changes our whole vision of what the mitzvah of Arava is. Because Omer of Yosef, man lemal and Arava benetila. How do you know that the mitzvah of Arava is to carry the Arava? Maybe there's no mitzvah to be carrying an Arava at all. Maybe the mitzvah of the Arava is Dilma Bizikifa. Maybe the whole Indian is that you should be put up the Arava up against the Mizbeach, and that it's supposed to be there. They never carried it at all. Since there's no longer a Mizbeach, there's no way for us to be Mekayim, the real Arava, which we'd have put it up as a Kifa. So we can't translate that mitzvah into Ha'idna at all. There's no way to translate it. Wow, that's a real difference. Ezve Abaye, I don't believe this. You're challenging our vision of what the whole Arava is. I mean, take a look at the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah says, Lulav Arava Shishav Shivamu. Why does it put the Lulav and the Arava together? It must be, because it's like the Lulav. Just like the Lulav is a mitzvah Natila, the Arava is a mitzvah Natila. It's got to be, no? Abaye, I mean, I know you'd like it to be, but that's a proof already. I mean, they're both Shisha v'Shiva. I mean, we put them together. Well, that's a proof that it's the same type of mitzvah. Abaye is really upset about this. Eisvei Abaye. It can't mean that. It's a b'chol yom ha'kifat ha'mizbeach pa'am achad. V'oto ha'yom sheva pa'amim. We're going to see later that the mitzvah on the seventh day was to walk around 7 times. That's our Hashana Rabbah. And every day to walk around once. So what does walking around mean? It means you're holding it and you're walking around. Where are you coming off with this idea? I mean, doesn't that mean you're carrying your Arava? Says Rabbi Yosef, who says it means you're carrying your Arava. Maybe you're walking seven times with your Lulav. Maybe the Arava is a special mitzvah. The Arava is hanging over the Mizbeach. You're not even touching an Arava. You're walking around the Mizbeach with your Lulav and Esrei. How do you know? Where does it say? Prejudices. Everybody's coming at me with prejudices over here. It's got to mean that. Who says it's got to mean that? No, I don't believe this. Amar of Nachman Rabbah Barvua, Ba'arava, says Abaye, but Reb Nachman quoted Rabbah Barvua saying it's an Arava. Really? Well, he says Ba'arava, and I say Belulav. Now, what do you think about that? Hu Amar Lacha Ba'arava, Va'ana Amina Belulav. So go bring me a proof from somebody. I'm supposed to listen to everybody. He's wrong. Itmar. Rabbi Elazar Amar Belulav, Reb Shmuel Bar Natan Amar Rabbi Chanina Ba'arava, V'chenom Reb Nachur Amar Rabba Baravua Ba'arava. So boy, now we're really getting, this is a major issue now. Do we walk around the Mizbeach with the Arava, in which case the Hoshana that we do on Hoshana Rabba would be walking around seven times holding an Arava, which is not what we do, right? And then the other mitzvah would be, and that's the whole mitzvah, or is it walking around with a lulav and esrog, and then the other mitzvah, the arava, would be just to have a big arava standing next to the mizbeach. Very different visions over here. Omalei Rav Yitzchak Barei the Rabba Bar Brachana, after his father had died, he told Rav Yitzchak Bar Uria, you're the son of a great man. Tov emelecha milta malyata davyamar avuch. I want to tell you over something very choshev that your father always used to say. Hoditnan, kol hayom mekifen hamizbeach pa'am achat, v'oto hayom mekifen et hamizbeach sheva pa'amim. Your father always said over Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar not to make the mistake that everybody thinks that means that they use the arava to walk around the mizbeach. They use the lulav and the esrog, and that's what the meaning is. But lulav, esrog. Lulav dochet haShabbat b'tchilato, va'arava b'sofo. Okay, very nice. That's what our Mishnah says. First day is Deicha Shabbos for the lulav. The last day is Deicha Shabbos for the arava. Pa'am achat chal shvi'i shel arava liyot b'Shabbat. And it once happened that Hoshana Rabba came out on Shabbos, and they didn't have the aravas from before, and they went and they brought Marbiot Shel Arava Mi Erev Shabbos. So of course, in order to avoid the Chil Shabbos, they brought them from before.
Marbiot?
Marbiot means a young sapling. Uh-huh. So they brought the whole sapling. Vinichum Ba'azara. They put them there in the Azara in order to use them the next day. Ah! But the Tzedukim saw this. They said, okay, we're finally going to make sure that there's none of this mishigas, this crazy arava thing. So they took a bunch of stones and they put them all over the aravas. So now we will hang these prushim by their own petard. Since they hold you're not allowed to move stones, they're not going to be able to take the stones to get the aravas. So either way we got them, right? If they move this to sea, there's no real isser mukta. If they don't move this to sea, there's no real isser arava. This is brilliant. So they cover them over with stones. And kofshum tachat avanim, they covered them with stones. So it's another pshat, Rashi says, could mean, there's two lashonos of kivush. It's interesting. Kavshe rachmana means the secrets. So that which is kavush is hidden. But there's also yichbosh avonotenu. The yichbosh avonotenu is all shalosh of cover up our sins. So it could just be a lush of covering up, not hiding. There's two ways of understanding, that they thought we wouldn't find it, or that it was covered to make it difficult for us because of the problems of Muktza. Anyway, what happened? Lamachar Ikiro Bam Ame Haaretz. The Ame Haaretz, they figured, there's no problem of an Isser Muktza. We'll pick them up, and the stones will come off. And whatever. They worked it out already. It's a good thing it was Ame Haaretz, because they would have had the Rabbanim over there. They would have been, the circus would have been over by the time somebody said. So Rashi says, Dafka Ame Haaretz, because they're Dafikian. So they didn't know that there was a problem. So Ikiru Bab Ame Haaretz, Vishamtum Mitachat Avanim. They got the Marbiot Shel Arava from underneath the stones. Ve'viyun L'Chachamim. They brought them to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim, what do they do with them? Zokfu Mitzide Abizbeah. Saying. It says that they went to Ekohanim, sorry, v'zokvum b'tzidei ha-mizbeach. L'fishe ein b'aytusim modim shechibut arava dochet ha-shabbat. The b'aytusim are not made that there's a din b'chlal of chibut arava, that it should be doicha b'chlal. They'll do all of this thing. So, and obviously it had to be kayanim, because Yisrael b'chlal doesn't go in to the area around the mizbeach. They're not allowed to walk between Olam and the Mizbeach Bechlal. So now, the lashon of what it is that they're not meida to is chibut arava. Chibut arava means banging. Banging with the arava. Banging with the arava is something that you do when you're holding it and carrying it in your hand. Zekifa al gabea mizbeach is not chibut. So since it says over here, chibut arava, apparently what they do is they wave this arava, they then walk around the mizbeach, they do this chibut, and then they put it on the mizbeach at the end. But not that the whole mitzvah was to just be mezakif it. So you see that indeed there is a chiyuv of netilat arava. Alma benetilahi tiyufta. Oh, you're right. Okay. What can I do? Apparently there is a benetilahi. No, so now you're going to answer the question. So Ella, we got a question. The question was, we started off with a question, why is it that nowadays we don't have this takana? And we tried using Yikviya Diyarchats on it. We ended up saying, but that's because, basically, there's no way to do the mitzvah arava b'zman hazeh, because it was only done by Zekifa. No, now I proved to you it's not true. So how are you going to answer it now? Ve'alakashu, so what's the explanation? Why is it nitchu? Why is it that in Eretz Yisrael they shouldn't do Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos? So now the Gemara ends up being doich everything that we said until now. Until now we said that Enoch Hinami in Eretz Yisrael you would carry your lulav on Shabbos, and only in Chutz La'aretz you wouldn't carry your lulav on Shabbos the first day. But now, Tosfos points out, this Teretz now destroys what we said about the lulav too, even though the Gemara doesn't seem to go back to address the lulav, but clearly we know the sof of the sugya is that the whole thing was wrong. Kivan da nan lo dachinan, inu nami lo dachu. Okay? So therefore, the only way, even though normally the Gemara would have said Ella and so on, it does bother a little bit. So he speaks that out. But it's clear from we'll see from the sugya that the Gemara now is giving up on the whole thing. Because in order not to have, we don't want to have basically two different tairas. So what are we going to have? Like we do nowadays, two different Torahs, some people davening a second day yontif, some people not davening. So in order to avoid situations where we have two different synicity raisa, basically, shlola, sot, agudot, agudot, they were koveya that all over it should be the same. Don't take a lulav on Shabbos, even though that means losing out on the mitzvah. More kedai to have that than to have people doing different services on the same time. This is even when they're not together in the same city. Right, Maysville, completely different system of values than we have today. So wait a minute. So then, if that's the case, so then how do we explain now the Mishnah? I don't get it. I thought you said we had a riot from the Mishnah. At one place, it said it was a Beit HaKnesset, and in the other place, it said that it's the Beit HaMikdash, and yet proved that you were actually Doka Shabbos, even though there was no Beit HaMikdash, and you're just taking it to the Beit HaKnesset. So now, how are you going to explain the change in the Mishnah? Why does one Mishnah say Beit HaKnesset if the din is even in Eretz Yisrael, in a Beit HaKnesset you wouldn't do it on Shabbos? How does that make sense? Elakasha Ani Tarte. How about the riot that we had before the Tani Choda, that one Mishnah said Kol Am Olakim Et Lavim Laharabayit, Vitani Idach, the other Mishnah said Lebeit HaKnesset, and that was your whole proof from Etarzina. You said before, you said Kam Isman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, Kam Isman Shein Beit HaMikdash Kayam. Now are you going to explain it? Well, obviously now I'm going to have to explain it differently. Maybe both Mishnahs are talking about Bisman Sheidavidi Bisman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. The Beit HaMikdash was there. Why is it talking about the Beit HaKnesset? Because you're living in Haifa. So if you're in Haifa, you go to Shul. No? So, Kam B'Mikdash, Kam B'Gvulim.
They have shuls in Haifa?
They have more shuls in Haifa than in any other city in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
How many?
I think it was in the 600. That's because the original mayor of Haifa was Geyser not to have shuls in Haifa.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also to have a shul in Haifa.
You said that?
Yes. Yeah.
And it turned out,
no, it's just Minat Shemaim. That Bedavka, it's an amazing thing. Mom is amazing. Like Bedavka Haifa became, who knows how, what, why, but Haifa became the most densely shul populated city in the country.
Wow.
How many people? Half of a fella.
Everybody go.
Akko had 85. Wow.
That's Muslims.
That's amazing.
Oba has 85.
No, now it's 86.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have a whole different approach. That Enoch Yami, there's a simple answer to the whole issue why we don't have an Eretz Yisrael in the Tilas Lulav or a Shana Rabbah on Shabbos. And the reason is, in order not to have two different systems of worship for people who live in different places. That's the only reason. But Enoch Yami, Mitzad HaSfara, we certainly should. Okay. Can we do a brief review? Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva Alel V'Simcha Shmona Sukkah V'Nisach HaMayim Shiva HaChalil Kamisha V'Shisha. Okay, Lulav Shiva, how does that work out? Okay, it's that Yom Devarim Shisha Chag Shkali Yos V'Shabbos Lulav Shiva V'Shakal Yom V'Shisha Arava Shiva, Ketzat Yom HaShvi Shal Arava Shkali Yot V'Shabbat Arava Shiva Shakal Yom V'Shisha. And how do you manage if it comes out on Shabbos? Mitzvah Lulav Ketzat on Shabbos Yom Devarim Shisha Chag Shkali Yos V'Shabbos V'Lichinet Lulavim La'arava the chazanim throw it and run. I can't get over the construction of the Mishnah. But it's not. It's the way the Mishnah puts it, like, Ketzatz, what's the Seder? The Seder is, and then everybody beats each other up. And then.
Umakinish.
That's the order of the day, the normal order. Umakin Isha's Chavero.
If they don't beat each other up, what happens?
Yeah. And is it remain Chavero, or is it only erstwhile Chavero? Ukisharo Beidin Shaboli De Sakana, Itkino Shia Kalachaviachad, not tell Bebeto. Yes, the Gemara, what's the problem with Shabbos? Am I Tilto Beyamo Velitre Shabbos? Or my rabbi, Gzera Shami, Yitlein of a Yodo, V'yelechetz of Boki, L'mod, V'yavarenu, Abraham, is Bruce the Rabbi. V'ayinu time in the Shofar, V'ayinu time in the Megillah. Yihoki, Yom Rishon Nami, Rishon, not to kill a Rabbonan, Bebeto. Thanks a lot. That's Satena Chacha Takona. Kodam Takona, Maikel Amema. Hello, Rishon, the Isa, Benat Teira, is a big vulin, no Gozbu Rabbonan. Bahana, Gwasa, Benat Teira, big vulin, Gozbu Rabbonan. So Yihoki, Aydin, Nami. In Eretz Yisrael, the Yad Bekivu the Yarcha. How come it's not Toich? It is. I'll prove it to you. The Tani Chada, the Yom Tov Rishon Chag Shkalis B'Shabbos Kalam Alechus Leveim LaHarabayit. And Tzadon Idach LeBeit Knesset. I'll explain that. Shema Amino Kam Bezman Shabbat Hamikdash Kayam, and Kam Bezman Shein Beit Hamikdash Kayam. Shema Amino. Now you told me that it's Isim and Atar B'Shvi Berishon Bekivulin. How do you know that? The Tanya. ולקחתם שתי לקיח ביר כל אחד ויחד. לכם, משלכם, לא יקצת שבס הגוס. ביום, ביום means אפילו בשבס. ראשון means אפילו בגבולן, because it doesn't specify otherwise. הראשון, is to tell me that it's only דרך היום טוב ראשון בלבד. אמר אמר, ביום אפילו בשבס, what for? I don't get it. What's he doing wrong? תלתו ביאמו. It's a call of Mishu, תלתו. אמר רבה, yeah, no, it's talking about Liva. The Rabbi, the Aitana, the Litzchol Machshir Lulav, the Tanya Lulav V'chol Machshir Dechad Shabbos, Div Rabbi Eliezer. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer, or my Krabba Yom, I feel b'Shabbos. So then the Rabbanan, I b'Yom Hayav, Dilei Mi Boyle b'Yom V'lo B'Layla. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you mean I know b'Yom V'lo B'Layla? Not for me say for the grass, it's Sabak V'Shem El Kev Shabbos Yomi. Yomi means V'lo B'Layla. Rabbanan, how do I know that that's what it means? Have a mean a Layla of Yomi, Yomi Misuka? Mala Halan, Yamim afilu leilot, afkanami yamim afilu leilot. And how do you know the sukkah is yamim afilu leilot? Tad Rabbana. Basukot, teshvu shivat yamim, yamim afilu leilot. Ata omer yamim afilu leilot. Einu elu yamim v'lo leilot. V'dinu. Ne'amar sham, v'dinu. Ne'amar kan yamim v'ne'amar b'miluim yamim. Mala alan yamim afilu leilot, afkan yamim afilu leilot. O kolach l'derech zu. Nehmar kan yamim, v'nehmar l'hal yamim, v'hal yamim, v'lo leilot, afkan yamim, v'lo leilot. Nireh, l'mi domeh. Don't need davar shemitzvah to kol hayom, davar shemitzvah to kol hayom, yachkir davar shemitzvah to shor achas. O kulako derech zeh. Don't need davar shemitzvah to ledares, mi davar shemitzvah to ledares. Ay yochichem anuim she'en lagim ledares. Talmud lomar, teishvu, teishvu legzera shova. Ne'emar kan teishvu, ve'ne'emar b'miluim teishvu. Ma'al ahalan yamim ba'afilu leilot, afkan yamim afilu leilot. Arava shiva keitzer arava b'shvi, my time adach yashabes. Om Rav Yochanan, k'day lefarz v'shim in ha'tayra. Siyachi lulav nami l'tchei, k'day lefarz v'shim in ha'tayra. No, you can't do that. Gzer mishum the rab. So now Rav Anami n'gzer. Rav Ashulch ebez the ma'isila, lulav l'kom masu. So then Yochanan, it should be doika every day, wherever Shabbos comes out. No, but then I'll see the fuk v'gibir lulav. So then, l'tchei b'yom t'rish, lomu kamilsa. Amri, lulav v'dekadachi, and not the Arav. So choose another day, l'tchei b'chad mi'an, because, kibir lulav ha'fakta l'marishon, ukmoa ha'shvi. So Yochanan, ha'idna nami l'tchei, and in Eretz Yisrael, the Adi b'kivur the Yarcha litche, ki osa baradai amar, it never happens. Ki osa rovim v'kol nechus yomar, I'm sure it happens. And it's not doch anyway. Why not? So l'kasha. Om Rav Yosef, because who says that there's such a mitzvah b'chla? Man leim landa arava b'netila. Maybe it's dafka b'zikifa. Eisvei abaya lulav arava shishav shiva. My love ke lulav. Ma lulav b'netila af arava b'netila. No, Abaya Shvacham Isis, that's a raya. Okay, Eso Abaya Bako Yom Mekivan Mizbeach Pamachat, Votoa Yom Sheva Pami. So, what do you mean? What are you doing walking around the Mizbeach? That's the mitzvah of the Arava. So, my love, Arava, la, Belulav. Omrib Nachman or Barbu or Barava. I'm like, okay. See, he says Barava. I'm telling you, Belulav. Itmar Belozer, Omer Belulav, Rishum Barnas, and Omer Bechanir Barava. Vechain Omrib Nachman, Omer Rabba Barava. Barava, Amalei Rav Leriyitzchak Bereid Rabba Barbachana Baruria. Tov Eim Lacham Yilsem Ayata Aviyam Ravuch. Haditznan. Kol Ayom Mekivitam Mizbeach Pam Achat. Vato Ayom Mekivitam Mizbeach Sheva Pamim. Horcha Yom Ravuch Mishmeid Rav Eliezer. Belulav. Esrei. Lulav Derech Ezer Shabbos Betchilas Verov Vesefer. Pam Achat Chal Shvi Shal Arava Liyot B'Shabbat Review Marbiot Shal Arava Meher Shabbat. Hinuchum Bazara V'kiru Behem Baitusim. When not lum, the corruption takas avonim. The mockery, kirubem ame orets, the shamtum mi takat avonim, the viuma koanim, the zakrib tsirim is bear. The fish ain't by two simodim shkibet a rubber dog at the shabbat. Alma, benetila. Tiyufta. Nu, so now you're back with the question. Sela nitru. Kivan da anan, lodachilan inanami lodachu. Yom tev harishon. You said before the download doch with the dudafu. No, it's a mistake. It's wrong. The didu nami lo dochi. So then, how do you explain the two mishnayos? The tznan chodah kolam alikat levem larabayit. The tznan idach lebeit haknesset. Umetarzina kamis vanch beit hamikdash kayam. Kamis vanch ein beit hamikdash kayam. Na idiv idiv is vanch beit hamikdash kayam. Lo kasha kam bemikdash kam begvulim.